from KQED.
And from KQED News, I'm Tiffany Kamhai. Recent plans of hospital closures in the East Bay have caused a public outcry. KQED's Guy Marzorati reports that a candidate in the area's heated assembly race is making these hospital closures an issue in her campaign.
El Cerrito Councilwoman Rochelle Pardue Okimoto is standing outside of Doctors Hospital in San Pablo, or what's left of it.
Doctors Hospital closed down in 2015 after years of struggling financially.
The hospital was unable to balance its books because too many patients were paying with Medicare or Medi-Cal, which reimbursed doctors at lower rates. Pardue Okimoto is a nurse at Alta Bates Medical Center in Berkeley, another private hospital closing its doors in the next dozen years.
Hospitals are going to continue to locate themselves in affluent neighborhoods, and lower income, middle income people are going to get left out.
And let's connect this to the campaign that you're running for assembly. What's the legislative solution to something like this?
I think the ultimate solution is a single payer healthcare system. So until we have a system that treats everybody the same, we're going to continue to see these types of closures.
But in a race where all 11 Democrats agree with her position, does Pardue Okimoto's support of single payer matter?
Yes, I do believe it does matter because I have 17 years of frontline healthcare experience. There's no nurses right now serving in the legislature.
But the nurses union definitely packs a political punch. In addition to being Pardue Okimoto's top donor, they provide a built-in organizational structure.
The nurses are out there. They're walking and knocking for me. They're making phone calls. Just last night when I was at work, one of my colleagues said, you know, when can we walk and knock for you? And I said, how about next weekend?
That's Rochelle Pardue Okimoto. And I'm Guy Marzorati, KQED News.
And I'm Tiffany Kamhai.